to A Girl, A Guy, and A Buffy podcast, Small Bites edition. I'm your co-host, Kate Balzer.
And I'm Charles Swint. So our Small Bites episodes are discussions we had in the main episode that didn't quite fit the overall conversation, but we still wanted to share with you all.
We hope you enjoy these tasty conversational bites. We promise, no angry puppy scars from listening.
Did you know, and this is, again, I was like today years old when I found this out, doing this research, was that that the word nerd first appeared in a Dr. Seuss book.
I had no idea that
If I Ran the Zoo is the name of the book, and the word nerd first appeared in that book. But then it also, you know, became synonymous with like the word like square or geek. And that was a Newsweek article that came out in the 50s.
I was wondering how we transitioned. Okay.
Yeah. And then like the Oxford Dictionary defines it as a person who pursues an unfashionable or highly technical interest with obsessive or exclusive dedication.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. Thus, the copious amounts of podcasts and the hours spent just digging and reading into this thing. Are we
exactly.
nerds? Yes, we are.
Are we proud of it? Yes, we
yes,
are.
Yes, we are.
Hashtag nerd culture.
Yes. Hashtag Sam I am. Thank you, Dr. Seuss. Or maybe not. I don't know. There's things about Dr. Seuss. Anyway. But
yeah, for sure.
Because we and that it's so funny too, because I think people who are really into sports and who are who like know the stats and like blah 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 blah, he's got, you know, so many RBIs and he has this many yardage of the season. Like the fact that you know you're
yeah, that's
too.
Its own nerddom.
Like that's its own nerddom. Sports 100%. Is its own nerddom, and like no one wants to acknowledge that because they're like, well, they're athletes and stuff. It's like the stats that you all are talking about. Y'all are big old nerds.
Okay, there is no difference between like having a fantasy football team and being into like Dungeons and Dragons.
Thank you. It is the same thing.
It's the same level.
It is
of
the
nerddom.
Same thing. You are building your team. You are building your, you know, you're going on a quest for the season. You have to battle each other out. You're like, oh no, my quarterback sprained his ankle. He's out for the season.
Yeah.
This whole thing.
No, I mean, I think it's only a good thing in a lot of ways, you know, that nerd culture has been mainstreamed and accepted because it just lets people be people and what they're into. And I mean, obviously there's like anything, there can be downsides of the culture, but in general, I mean, just be, embrace it.
Yeah, because you know, I mean, fandoms can be, you know, we can get into like the whole idea of like fandoms, and there are fandoms that some fandoms I think are better than others, you know. Buffy fans are
Buffy's
the best.
Are the best.
Apparently
Buffy
the best.
Fans are the best.
You know, I'm just saying. time and time again, we seem to prove ourselves. People really like us. we're smart and non-assuming. It's great. But you know, it's just interesting that that builds, like, this thing has built a culture of its own. Like the show has built an entire culture of fans that span generations. And so within that there is a culture of people. So when we go back to like defining what culture is, you know, there's another definition of that, you know, built into fandoms of creating their own cultures. So I have a little side quest for us, Kate.
Oh, okay. He's throwing this at me. We did not.
I know we did not. Well, we kind of talked about this. We talked about this a little bit. But I'm bringing it up because I did. Because I went back. I went down the rabbit hole and went into it.
As one does.
So we did talk about this briefly. So Kate and I will usually like do a pre-meeting and talk about things and figure out an outline for the show, at least. We try not to tell each other what we're going to say, but we do want to do this. But I did mention in my notes the Tommy Westfall universe.
Oh, yes.
Which this thing fascinates me. When I discovered this thing, it really like blew my mind.
All right, you have to
I'm gonna explain. So
Yeah, I was like, you have to explain it.
Tommy Westfall is a character from a show called Saint Else. I almost said Hill Street Blues. Saint Elsewhere, which was a medical drama, a la like ER, Grey's Anatomy sort of situation back in the 80s. So at the end of the show, spoiler alert,
Yeah, for a like 45-year-old
45 years
show.
old, right? The end of the show, basically, so the hospital is called Saint Elsewhere, and at the end of it, they pan out from the hospital. I don't even remember what happens in the last episode, but it's really the last few seconds of the series finale. So they pan out from the hospital and they keep panning out, and it's snowing outside the hospital and all this stuff. And then they keep panning out, and then it goes into the snow globe. And so it turns out that the entire series took place inside the snow globe, which was this little kid's like imagination. So Tommy Westfall was, I believe he was
Yeah.
an autistic kid who basically created the world of Saint Elsewhere in his head. And all the episodes and all of that stuff have been taking place in his head.
So
So,
that's the implication. I think you can believe it or not believe it, right?
right. But
Yeah.
that's sort of the implication.
Right.
So, because of this weird, wacky conspiracy, there's literally an entire website dedicated to it. It's called the Tommy Westfall. It's on it's Tommy the Tommy Westfall .wordpress.com. Look it up. It's amazing, because the theory is that there are over like 400 shows that exist in this snow globe because of how all of these shows are connected to each other. And the span of shows, it goes from like Saint Elsewhere to,
It's Homicide,
Homicide, Life on the Street,
Law and Order.
Law and Order, which spins off a whole other universe, and it
Yep.
keeps going on.
The
So
X-Files.
the X-Files, it goes to sitcoms,
Isn't there
Seinfeld,
something in the
The Sopranos, the
Star Trek universe?
Star
Yeah.
Trek is in there. Like all of these shows that we watch, if you go back to this theory, all of these shows actually exist in the same universe, and that there's proof of it. And when you and you can pull up all the references. So there's a whole reference key, and Buffy is included in this universe.
And just to clarify, this is a fan theory, right?
Yes.
Charles wants it to like be true. He's like, no, it's canon. It's
I
not
don't know.
fanon.
It's kind of, I don't know, because when you look at it makes a lot of sense. So yeah, like in the center you have Saint Elsewhere, and it talks about, oh, well, there's an investigator there that goes to Homicide: Life on the Street, and then it talks about Newhart, and it shows you how it goes. So like on Saint Elsewhere, somebody in Saint Elsewhere goes and visits Cheers. And then that has its spin-off shows, which includes Frasier and the Tortellis. And
Oh, God, I
then,
forgot about the Tortellis.
right. So then I'm gonna do a quick. So then John. So this is how we get into it. So Jean, the John Larroquette show. John Larroquette's character calls into Frasier on his radio show. So now the John Larroquette show is a part of this universe. That show references Yo-Yo Dina, which is a client from Angels, Wolfman Hart.
Oh,
So then that brings Buffy
right.
into
I knew it was
this
Angel. I'd
universe.
forgotten how.
Yeah, so Angel brings us into this. And then also we get to you go back, and Homicide gets into the X-File because of the lone gunman. So the X-File cigarette smoking man and Spike both smoke the same type of cigarettes.
Spike smokes Morley's?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Morley's are on another show too, because I
Yeah.
remember being like, that's the cigarette smoking man's cigarette brand. I did not know. I wonder if that's like the Acme version of cigarettes in Hollywood.
It could be, but because it is, they live in the same universe. And I
Except, you know
think
what? It also blows your whole the whole theory when the fact that the trio references the X-Files as a TV show.
right, it kind of does. It kind of does.
And Star Trek.
And Star Trek, it's true. It does. But they all live in the same universe. But then there's also Nina on Dexter comments on her husband's Angel's two double meat burgers. So apparently Double Meat Palace exists in Dexter,
Oh, interesting. I
which
don't.
I did not realize. And
If
you know,
I saw that, I don't remember it.
yeah, because I watched Dexter, but not all the
Yeah, I
way
didn't watch to the
through.
end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those were just some things. There's a whole website, check it out. Yeah, it's Tommy Westfall. The Tommy Westfall is what it's called.
I do find it cute and amusing that you're like just recently discovered that.
Well, it was like 2018 or something like that, which is recent. Which is
True,
very
because it's
recent.
been around for a while, hasn't
Yeah,
it?
for a very long time. And the
Yeah.
list keeps growing because
Right.
of all the shows.
That.
So yeah, you're right. It is a fan theory, but it is an interesting one nonetheless. Psych
So I.
was completed. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of Small Bites. Let us know your thoughts about the episode by leaving a review or rating us wherever you listen to your podcast.
You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at A Buffy Podcast and email us at abuffypodcast@gmail.com. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.